Hello, and welcome to Emulating the Full NTSC Stack, or Creating Objective Video Artifacts. My name is Thomas Hart. So, starting from the basics. A classic video display device, and for the purposes of this talk, I'm going to treat cathode ray tubes as exemplar, outputs content by scanning from top left to bottom right. To achieve this, it maintains two current deflection positions, one horizontal, one vertical, which proceed as approximate sawtooths. They're completely independent of one another, so the flying spot is always moving horizontally, and it is always moving vertically. Therefore, the output is a series of shallow diagonal scans. There's no such thing as a horizontal scan in traditional analog video output. That's the output, so what's the input? For the purposes of this presentation, the input is just the stream of intensities to paint, separated by sync pulses. Approximately speaking, sync pulses are either long or short, indicating either a vertical or horizontal retrace, so you're going to need to measure the length of syncs and classify them the one way or the other. In real life, there are also things called the front and back porch, which help to ensure that no content is painted during retrace, and establish the amplitude range of what follows. And the sync pulses should carry things called equalization pulses, but I'm going to ignore all of that for the purposes of today. Since a CRT's output spot is always moving, the sync inputs are advisory only. A CRT will try to pull its deflection generators into phase with them via a couple of phase lock loops, but they're best effort only. To put it another way, a CRT is not going to pause and wait for a sync input, it's just going to keep on moving. A common kind of phase-locked loop deployed in classic analog electronics is a simple flywheel sync. Each time the CRT discerns, say, a horizontal sync, it will measure how much error there is between the timing of its internal generator and the timing of the input. If its generator would have fired a little too early, then it slows it down a little. If it would have fired a little too late, it speeds it up. So let's look at what all that implies for potential implementations up front. We're going to have a bunch of pixels coming in, which we need to end up on the screen. So there's going to be some streaming to the GPU there. Output is going to be a series of one-dimensional scans, but since the scans actually have height, we're going to generate them as quads. And those also are going to need to be streamed to the GPU. That suggests, in general, a pipeline where we're dividing data and generating scans on the CPU, posting them off to the GPU means we're going to have ideally some sort of shared memory space for passing them off. And if your graphics API allows it, seriously consider whether you want to disable texture swizzling. Normally what a GPU